Question 24 on section 4. This is our parallel flaw question. So we have to first find the flaw in the original passage. Now, we can look at the conclusion trick and try that. So if we look at this, the conclusion is, so it must be that he has received a poor performance evaluation. So X must be true. And then we look at the answers. A says it must be that they do not own it. That's a negative statement, so we don't know. B, therefore it must be that they do not pay rent on it. Again, it's negative. C, it must be that they own it, good enough to hold on to. D, it must be that my next door neighbors pay rent, also similar. And then E, therefore it must be that they pay rent on it. So three of them are the same, and we're going to have to go to our longer process of actually identifying each of the pieces. Now, when we look at this one, it says no one who works at L has received both a power performance evaluation and a raise. So it's saying you never have both these things in conjunction. So if you belong to group A, you don't have both B and C. And then it says Lester has not received a raise, so you don't have C. So it must be that he has received a poor performance evaluation, so you must have B. And in this case, the problem is it just says you can't have both of them, but it doesn't mean you have to have one of the two. It could be that you're doing neither one. And so when we look at these answer choices, we're going to look for something that says that. It basically says you can't have both of A and B. Someone doesn't have B, so they must have A. That's going to be our problem that will be similar to the passage. And as we look at the answers, we're going to start with C, D, and E, and then go back to A and B if we need to. Now C says, my neighbors have not paid rent on their house. Since anyone who lives in a house but does not rent it owns it, well, it must be that they own it. This is really not setting up the same way, because it's saying they haven't paid any rent, and that anyone who lives in a house and does not rent it owns it. It must be that they own it. That one actually is a valid argument, because it's saying if you live in a house but don't pay rent, then you have to own it. And they haven't paid rent, well, then they would have to own it. So C doesn't have a flaw in it. D, my neighbors do not own their house. No one who lives in a house both owns it and pays rent. So now we've got the right statement. It's saying you can't have both these things. It must be true that my next door neighbors pay rent on their house. Well, that's that same structure and same problem. So I like that a lot. They switch around the order of the statements, but that doesn't matter. All we're looking for is that it has the same statements, and we don't really care if they're in the same order. So question E, or answer choice E, anyone who lives in a house but does not own it pays rent on it. That's saying if you don't own it, then you have to pay rent. It's not saying you can't do both, so that one's already different, and we can throw that out. Now, let's talk about A, because A is close as well. A says, no one who lives in a house both owns it and pays rent. Now, that's the same thing as the original statement in the opening passage. So since my next door neighbors pay rent, it must be that they do not own it. That, too, is not flawed, because it's saying you can't have both, and they have one of them, so they can't have the other, and that one actually works. And so our correct answer does turn out to be D in that case.